Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Chats with Gigi podcast. I'm so excited that you're here because you know one of the things that I absolutely love about business and being an entrepreneur is the fact that we get to approach business holistically. We get to approach business with our entire being, which is not just this beautiful, physical, tangible thing. We are energetic beings as well. And how does that energy connect with our business? How does that energy flow through us? And how does that energy connect with us through astrology, through what the world is doing? I know that we sometimes think we're just a part of the world that we see in the news and that we scroll through on our phones, but we are a bigger part of a bigger part of the world, which is all that the stars and the universe have lined up for us. So today we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the energy and how we can tap into it and how we can use that energy to make ourselves flow a little better so that our businesses, which are a reflection of us, can flow as well. And my special guest for today is Danielle Page. She is an international spiritual teacher. She is a soul astrologer and host of Cosmic Body Podcast. She's also the founder of Purposely Divine, a school for your soul and astrology mystery. This is Chats with Gigi, a podcast for women who are ready to step into their power, get unstuck, and create more freedom in all areas of life. I'm your host, Gigi Diaz, certified life and business coach, media personality, and multi-passionate entrepreneur. I've helped hundreds of women find the necessary clarity, confidence, and courage to build their dream life and achieve success with less stress. If you're seeking weekly motivation, practical and spiritual advice, and tangible resources to scale in life and in business, then you're in the right place. Are you ready? Here we go. How are you, Danielle? I'm so excited that you're here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and welcome officially to the city of Miami. I know that you recently moved here, so I'm excited that you're closer. How do you like it so far?
I am loving it. I've been back and forth so many times, and then it was just a matter of finding the right space. I pulled the trigger, and I did it. Got rid of my old place, packed everything up, and moved here. And it's been a week and a day now, and settling in and having a blast.
I think the having a blast part is easy here in Miami. The settling in sometimes takes a little longer, but the having a blast happens right away.
Yes, I'm pretty much nonstop every time I come here. It's wild.
I love it. So talk to me about this move. What brought this move on?
Oh my gosh, so many things. Since 2020, actually it was a little before 2020, I got the ping from Spirit that it was time to move. And so at first I thought I was actually moving in California. So I was looking around. I came from Los Angeles and I was looking around there and I just wasn't finding the right place. And so I just kind of sat with it. And then 2020 happened. And then I realized, okay, I think it's time to move. And so I actually went all around the country, you know, in like late 2020. I went all around. I went to Utah. I went to Texas. I went to Nashville. I went to Arizona. You know, I was really trying to find Florida as well. My family lives here, so I've been here so many times. And I was trying to find my place. It just really wasn't working for a while. And then I realized it was a divine timing thing. I had some stuff to wrap up. I had my health to move through. I was dealing with Lyme and everything that comes with it. And also I just had an explant. And that was really affecting me as well. So it just wasn't divine timing. So I moved through a lot of that. And then now it's time. And now I'm here.
And how would you say that what you just said, a ping from Spirit, what does that feel like? We're so busy. We're so busy sometimes doing and checking things off of our list. And how do you recommend that the busy entrepreneurs that listen to this podcast, the doers of the world, learn to tap into whatever it is they need to tap into be able to feel or hear or whatever, the ping from Spirit?
Yeah, beautiful question. And what I want people to realize is I run a business. I've been running a business for 13 years, huge company now at this point. And so I'm not speaking as someone, oh, I just have all the time to sit on the mountain and, you know, just connect with nature all day long and nothing else. So that's not, I am literally managing a team, running a business, and launching programs right and left. and also taking care of my soul and my inner world. So what I want to let people know with that is that it doesn't matter what you're doing. We have to remember, and this is part of why I'm here and the work that I do in the world, we have to remember that we're more than just being carried away by the outside pulse of the world, and especially everything that's going on right now. It's so wild, and there's always something new, right? So we have to really find balance from within. And what does it look like to me, you ask? This ping, it's this inner knowing. You know, one of the most important things and everything I do and I teach is to help bring people back to their heart and to their soul. Mm. And so that they can hear the messages, because I'm not, you know, people think, oh, well, you just have this gift or what have you. What I want people to understand is we're all energetic beings and every single person is psychic. And but people don't like that word, so we'll call it intuitive, right? Every single person is intuitive. We're just distracted, or we're just been trained by the matrix, by society, and that's just the way it is, to disconnect from our true self. So, you know, over the years, everything has changed, but I really try to live my life in alignment with what works for me. You know, right now there's a TV in background, but I'm not in my space. I'm in a temporary space, but I don't own a TV because it pulls me out of myself. Of course, if I want to watch a movie on Netflix, I'll open up my laptop, but I don't have a TV and zone out to that all the time. You know, right now I don't eat any sugar. I don't drink alcohol. Not that there's anything wrong with having a glass of wine if you want that. It doesn't make me feel good. So I don't do that, right? The point of me telling you this is I'm listening over the years to what makes me feel good and what brings clarity into my vessel. Because again, my podcast is called Cosmic Body and we are all cosmic bodies. So it's a matter of clearing out your vessel on a daily basis so that you can hear and you can feel and you can know when spirit has something to say. Right now, I have such a communication with spirit that I know very clearly. Like when I was looking for a place, I walk in, it's a yes or no. And then when they showed me my place, they actually showed it to me the night before in a dream. And I walked in and I was like, my heart just burst open. And I'm like, oh my God, this is my place. And I knew. You just cultivate that relationship. And then you understand that, you know, we're almost, it's a game. It's this matrix that we're in. And so you have to learn how to play the game. And then once you learn that you have this connection with spirit always, that spirit is always supporting you and always guiding you, that it actually becomes funny. You can walk down the street, get a message by someone who has something on their shirt, and you're just like, oh, right, that's for me. Thank you. I got it. Because everything, it's a hologram. It's just this beautiful matrix hologram game that we're playing. And we are so much more than just this physical body, is what you were saying in the beginning.
Yeah. And so in your practice, in your business, what you do is you fuse the knowledge that you have of astrology and you fuse energetic healing together with your intuitive skills, right? That, like you said, we all have to be able to help your clients to accomplish growth in life and in business. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, everything I do brings you back to your heart and your truth. So I will never tell anyone that the answers lie outside of them. Everything is to bring you back. So I do my monthly moon circles and I bring people into meditation, ground them, bring them to their heart. We do a healing, and that's so we can clear the junk. Really, it comes down to this. We're all channels. We're all energetic beings, but we all have programs and beliefs that we picked up from family, friends, society all around us. And we have our own trauma and our own junk. So the more we clear that out of our field, the less we react to that and the more clear of channel we are. So yes, astrology is one of my main things, but it's so much more than that. And the astrology that I teach is to show you how everything is connected, as above, so below, that we are truly more than just these, again, human beings in this vessel, in this meat sack. We are energetic beings connected to everything. And that's how we sense, right? That's how you know, like, oh, your friend calls you. Oh, I had a feeling you were going to call. Like, you just popped in my mind, right? How does that happen? That happens because we're connected. And it's not actually weird. It's actually normal. So what I'm trying to show people is it's actually abnormal to not be connected to your intuition. It's not abnormal to be connected to it.
I think that that's such a valuable point, because you're right. We have gotten so disconnected from our from our essence, right? Like the way we were, right? Like there's so many beautiful songs out there that inspire us to remember why we came here, remember what we are, like remember the essence of our being, because we've gotten distracted by all of the technology that's out there, right? So that's definitely, like you said, like you don't have a TV in your home. So it doesn't pull you out of your body, you said. And I can totally see that, because you zone into what you're watching and, you know, it's literally like you're not here, right? And then
your body.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, and I also love what you said about your ability to be in a clean vessel, to be able to receive, right? And so, yeah, of course, if it's full of junk, how could you possibly receive anything else, right? Like you're overflowing with the junk. But so now I wonder, you talked about being energetic beings. You talked about that connection that we have when we can say to our friends, man, I just knew that you were going to call. In fact, it's funny because that happened to me yesterday with one of my friends. I was cleaning something out at my table, just maybe like 10 feet away from my phone. And I thought to myself, I'm like, I got to talk to her. And when I 2 seconds later, I went to my phone so that I could call her. And I had a 1 minute old like message from her that was like, I got to talk to you. And I'm like, hey, I was just thinking about you. Yeah, and it felt so natural to have that connection, you know? So when you talk about astrology and that energy and that connection and that flow, how do we, without getting overwhelmed for those of us that don't have the extensive knowledge of astrology that you have, how do we connect to that astrological gift, right? Because we are a part of the stars. We are a part of everything that's happening in the universe. So how does that work?
Yeah, I would say if somebody is a real newbie to this, and listen, we were all there. You know, I had my awakening 13 years ago, which is a crazy story we can get into if we have time. And I didn't know anything. So I understand what it's like all of a sudden to be like, oh, I'm starting to feel things. I'm starting to sense things. But the most important thing is to really allow time and space for silence. Now, it's not that, you know, when people say meditation, it's not that we want you to sit down and meditate and then channel the keys to the universe, right? That's not, I mean, listen, if that comes true, beautiful. But the likelihood is that's not really happening. Why meditation is so important is because when you learn your energy field, you start to be like, okay, I'm going to bring my energy back. I'm consciously here in my body. And then you notice, oh, what does this feel like? Oh, my back hurts, or oh, this. Okay. So you notice that, and then you kind of move past that. And then you sit in your own power. And you learn what that's like. You know, we have an energy field around us. We have many auric layers around us. And so you don't need to know what they are or what they look like, but we all can sense it. So just sitting in your power is starting to sense, oh yeah, I can feel my energy around me. And then really it's that you're trying to clear your antenna so that throughout the day, you're less reactive and you're more open in case the message comes through, because it's not all about, oh, it's just the moment I sit down. Again, God is going to talk through me and I'm going to learn everything and I'm going to ascend to a higher being. Great. If you get that, you know, wonderful. I've had amazing, profound meditations. And I've also had meditations where I'm like, oh my God, I can't get out of my head today. And you know, that's the reality of it. But it's more of creating space in your life for that, because everything in the universe is run on intention and focus. So the minute you start creating space for that, you're going to start drawing things to you, and magical things are going to happen that you're like, whoa, this is crazy. I can't believe this happened. Blah, 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 blah. That's the universe. You're actually paying attention to it now in a way that you haven't before. So it's really, I would say if someone's new, just sit down for 5 minutes, set your phone, like your alarm on your phone for 5 minutes, and just sit and don't do anything. That people are like, well, what do I have to do? What do I have to do? What do I have to do? And that is actually the opposite of everything. That's you trying to force it. That's you trying to be neurological. So what happens if you just surrender and you just sat and felt your body and be in your heart and just sat in total silence and just to see what that felt like? And maybe start with 3 minutes if that's too hard and work your way up.
That's so good. I love that. I have to tell you, when I first started exploring meditation, it was often that. It was often the, what am I supposed to do here? I don't understand. Nothing's happening.
That's why I said it. I know. Everyone's like, bah, 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 and I'm like, could you just observe yourself for one moment?
My beginnings were very much like that. It was just, well, what am I supposed to do after I sit down? Nothing. But how do I do nothing? Just do nothing. Just watch yourself do nothing.
It took a minute. To do, do, do. And it's such a yang energy that we're, and yang energy is important. We need the divine masculine in us and in men, right? As well. But also we're forgetting about the beauty of the yin energy and the feminine and the receptive and the softness, and that you can't have one without the other. We're here on earth, which is, we're in major duality and polarity. And so we have to balance that within. And we can see in the world, it's not balanced from within, because if it was balanced from within, we wouldn't see all that's going on in the world right now.
Absolutely. And you talked about your beginning. You talked about your awakening. I would love for you to share that story, because it's so powerful and beautiful. And I think it gives us a better understanding of where and who you are today. Before we continue with this very juicy episode of Chats with Gigi, let me just tell you, happy entrepreneurs make more money. You think you're doing the right thing by taking on everything in your business, but really, you're just burning yourself out working in your business instead of focusing on scaling your business. Hiring an assistant or bookkeeper, customer service specialist, or my favorite, sales lead developers is going to free up your time to get quality work done. And I know what you're thinking, Gigi, I can't afford an assistant right now. Listen, I felt the same way when I first started as an entrepreneur, and it took me years to realize that it actually costs more money in the long run not to hire the help than it does to budget however necessary now to get the support your business needs to thrive. The best company that I found so far is Staffy. I use them myself because they offer fantastic assistants that are qualified in many different areas, from customer service to social media. They take care of all the administrative stuff so I can focus on scaling and doing what I'm good at. Their assistants are highly qualified and vetted by Staffy, so you don't have to worry about all the HR or the legal stuff behind hiring someone new for your team. Go to getstaffy.com/Gigi to get started with 2 free weeks of professional support for your business. That's getstaffy.com/Gigi to get started today.
Yeah, so the whole story is on episode 1 and 2 of Cosmic Body Podcast, and that's the long. I'll give you the short, abbreviated, the juicy details. So basically, my background is interior design and architecture. I was doing that. I was working in one of the best architecture firms in the world when I was living in Boston. And I went to grad school for 4.5 years. So I get this job thinking everything's gonna be great. And I was miserable, truly miserable. You know, I was on the phone with the contractors every day. We're talking about the HVAC system, you know, looking at the urinals where we have to move it over. Look, I mean, just like, oh God, this is not exactly what I wanted to do. And I kept saying I need to help people. But at that point, and I was around 28, 29, I kept, you know, I didn't know what that meant, but I just, something inside of me, again, that's spirit talking, is like, I need to help. I need to help people. And I'm like, well, aren't I helping people? Because at one point I was creating, designing hospitals and rehabilitation centers, and I went to houses and then offices, you know, I did all that. But it just, it didn't feel as personal. And I didn't have, this is what I want people to understand, I didn't have the words for it. I just kept saying, I need to help people. But I'm like, well, what in the world does that mean? So fast forward. At that point, I was turning 30. I was living with my boyfriend in Boston. We decided to go to France for my 30th birthday. So I'm super excited. 2 weeks off from work, going all around France. And so we're in Paris at this restaurant that I really want to go to with this designer that I love, Philippe Starck. You know, he designed it and I was into design. So I was so happy to be there. And when we get there, to France in general, to Paris, my boyfriend at the time was acting very strange. And I'm like, oh, he's just like nervous. And I'm like, what's wrong? Like, talk to me. And he like wouldn't talk to me. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, you know, like I'm super excited. So like, you're just going to have to figure it out. If you're not going to talk to me, like I'm not, you know, I'm like, I'm not really concerned. So, and I'm like, well, maybe he's proposing. Like, we haven't talked about this. Like, and I'm like, oh, you know, okay, maybe. Like, I just didn't really feel like I was ready, but I'm like, wait, what? You know, maybe, like, okay. I'm like, I don't know why he's acting weird. So anyways, we get to dinner. It's my birthday, my 30th birthday. And we're at dinner and he breaks up with me on my 30th birthday in France. I can't make this up. It's like literally out of a movie. And I was speechless. So that was the start. So again, this was a very long time ago, and I see very clearly that this was the biggest blessing in my life. This was one of the biggest catalysts I had because of that, I went back to Boston. We were living together. It was his place. So I needed to move out. I hated my job. And again, at this time I didn't have my awakening yet, but I went on a walk and I was just like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I was crying. I was so sad. And I get this ping from spirit of it's time to move back to California. That's where I'm from. It was like so strong. And again, I didn't have a conscious awareness that I was connected to spirit or even what that meant at all, but it was so strong. It came over me. It was like a knowing. It felt like me. And that's what spirit, when spirit comes through, we think it's us half the time. Half the stuff we think it's us. It's actually spirit impressing that in our body. So anyways, I go home to California, crying over my breakup. That's when the economy crashed. It was like 2008. There are no design jobs. So now I'm living at home with my parents, who I haven't lived with since I was 18. I'm 30 years old. I have some friends getting married. I'm getting houses, maybe, if that was happening. And I'm literally broke, living with my parents, couldn't find a design job after grad school. And I'm like, this is literally not exactly how I saw my life going. So I'm like, wow, that was a tough pill to swallow. And so I'm just like, but you know, I had moments where I'm like, well, I'm really grateful that I have my parents to go back to, because I didn't have any money at the time. My whole life, everything in my life was ripped from me, my whole entire life. And so at that moment, you know, I started saying, well, and I wasn't even close with my parents, but I learned now we had to rebuild our relationship. So that was really important for my journey and for my own trauma that, you know, because we all have trauma from growing up and my own healing. So what started happening is I started having dreams just out of the blue that were so intense that I would wake up from them crying. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, have you ever had a dream where you just feel like, oh, I felt like I was in it. And you're just like, whoa. Okay. So that was like that times a thousand. So then it would take me like an hour to kind of move through it. And I'm like, whoa, that was so intense. What just happened? And then I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And then I would have dreams. They would tell me some things. And then during the day, I would watch that same scenario unfold. And I'm like, okay, something is happening. This is like the twilight zone, because that's the only words I had for it. That's the only words I had for it. I had no, and I'm like, what is happening? Like, I literally saw like a scenario unfold. And then all of a sudden it unfolds in front of me. And I'm like, I think I'm losing my mind. You have to remember 13 years ago, nobody was talking about this stuff online. They weren't. So I'm like, what in the world is happening? And then a couple nights later, I wake up in the middle of the night and I see this spirit. So I did not grow up seeing spirits. I think I had like one encounter when I was little, but I was so scared that I shut everything down, which I learned that I did. I closed up my gifts because they were just too strong and I was not ready for them. So I woke up in the middle of the night, see a spirit. Okay. So I'm like, this is not normal to me. Like, I don't just like see spirits, you know, like a full spirit. What he looked like was like the god Neptune, what you would see in like a cartoon, but he's right in front of me. And I'm like, holy fuck, you know, I'm like, oh,
like, you can oh cuss here. It's okay.
I screamed and I think I turned the lights on right away and it was like a whole panic attack. And it wasn't that he was doing anything to me, but I'm just like, I've never seen anything like this
before. Right.
So I don't sleep with my lights off for 2 weeks because I'm terrified. And in those 2 weeks, I'm literally getting downloads from spirit, not knowing it's spirit, but it's they're so clear and they're guiding me. And like, I look back in hindsight now and it's so beautiful how strongly they guided me when I had no idea what was going on. But it was like, you know, if I ask you to think of a Lamborghini right now, or think of a plant, you know, you're going to imagine it. And then you think it's you, right? So it's the same kind of thing. They were impressing that kind of energy in my head. So I was getting the thoughts of, there's nothing to be afraid of. If I stay in fear, then I'm going to actually attract that. So I'm already getting lessons. So I didn't have an actual physical teacher. My first teacher was spirit, and my teacher still is spirit. And that's what I run my life by and go by always, always, always. So I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, don't be scared. You know, I'm like, what am I going to, I'm scared, but like nothing's happening, but I'm realizing that I have to move through that. So they tell me to meditate. And I'm like, hell is meditation, right? Again, like what your question you were asking before. And I'm like, I don't know, how do I do this? So I sit down and I'm like, am I doing this right? And so they're guiding me. And then I ended up meditating so much that I would have to set my alarm for an hour, because when I first opened up, it was like Pandora's box. All my gifts were coming out. My abilities, all, like, it was just like wild, wild, wild. And I'm like, whoa, this is wild. Okay. So through this process, then I'm going to fast forward now, but this was then another 5, 6, 7 years of awakening, of me learning the truth about my soul, learning who I am, the old Danielle dying, the old programs dying. And so what I want people to understand is my journey in my 30s was so intense. That's when I had my awakening at 30, and then it just, you know, up until I would say like 36. And listen, we still go through, I'm going through another a round of awakenings, right? But this initial burst of like the old Danielle needs to die, all her belief systems, all her programs, all her energy in her field that makes up, because our energy in her field makes up who we are, that was basically needed to get broken up and then rebuilt again. So let me tell you, in my 30s, when, you know, everyone was going out and Sunday fun day and drinking, and then like, oh, I just want to go out and get drunk and like, you know, make out with this guy and just like be like a normal young girl and have fun, I was like journaling, taking salt baths, crying, shedding personas, begging the universe, please just make me an accountant. Please just make me like a plumber. Like, I just want a normal job. Like, I don't know what this is that is happening. But, like, I don't want this. Like, I don't want this, you know? But then I learned.
You're process. Like, take it back.
Take it back. I literally was like, you know, like, no, like, I just want to be normal. I said that so many times and I'm like, nope, this is my path. And this is the thing I'll end with here. What the story is, even, and you know, I was building my business and I learned astrology and I taught myself this because my soul has done it before. I mean, it's just like a whole to-do. Then I started my business. It's just like everything. But the gist of this is, even when I didn't know what was happening, all of a sudden I started feeling this love in my heart and this connection in my heart to this connection to the truth of who I am that I've never, ever, 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 ever felt in my life. I've quit every job I've ever had. I hated every job. I thought there was something wrong with me. And all of a sudden, I don't know what is going on. I'm seeing things, hearing things, but I'm happier than I've ever felt. And I feel like I felt like it was like locked and loaded. Like for the first time in my life, I'm like, oh no, this is what I'm here for. So everyone talks about coming out of the spiritual closet. I was not afraid to tell anyone. I say I would have come out sooner. I just didn't even know I was in it myself. I had no idea. It's zero clue that I was even in it. But once I was like, oh my God, you guys, I started telling my parents, my dad thought I was nuts, but I'm like, I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. Cause I started seeing that this was my journey. This was my consciousness, and my parents, God bless them, they're in a different consciousness. And it didn't matter what they said. Like my mom was always really supportive and she was like, okay, this is great. Like, you know, like tell me what you see around me. Like she was like all for it. But even if she wasn't, and my dad never understood, he still doesn't understand to this day, but it doesn't matter. Like he's an aerospace engineer. He's just not going to understand. But that's the point. It doesn't matter at all because I finally felt happy and good and connected and home in my heart. And I followed that and that, and then I took that. And then here we are, you know, 13 years later, doing everything I love. And I'm so happy.
I'm so happy. I love that. I can't think of a better way for you to finish that story than to just say, and I'm so happy.
I'm so happy. And like moving to Miami was so, I'm so happy. My place is so beautiful. It's literally oceanfront on the beach. And I'm just so grateful to my soul for sticking through all the pain and all. I was broke for so long. And then I saved money and just like, I really just, you know, I worked for everything in my life right now. And I want to show people like you can do that too.
So tell me how we can connect with you, the listeners who have been motivated and inspired by your story and by your awakening and by the truth that our awakenings require our death, right? Like the death of the old us in order to become the us that we imagine in our dreams, the us that we aspire to be. There's work that has to be done for that, right? Like it feels like your awakening was kind of like naturally triggered, right? Mm-hmm. But you still had to do work through it. You still had to learn to sit. You still had to learn to listen. You still had to learn to reopen those doors that you shut down of your gifts and your abilities that, as you say, we all have. So how can we do the work? How can we do the work with you? How does that process look and how can we get that started?
Yeah. So first of all, just even setting intention with yourself, like I said, and knowing that you want more and that you know, and you trust that there's more. That's a first start. I also offer monthly full moon circles. and I keep them low at $30. They are the reviews I get every single time people tell me, and they're virtual. You could be anywhere in the world because energy knows no time and space. It doesn't matter. That's what I'm trying to teach people as well. People are saying that they had energy moving through their body, their third eye opened, they were crying, they haven't cried in years, they were crying, they released, and they feel so good, they have new relationships in their life, new money is coming in. I mean, the testimonials every time are insane. And I keep those purposely low, because I don't want any excuses from anyone. I want people to join. And so we do those every single month. And those are life changing. I also have my astrology mystery school that's launching my level one. And that we go way beyond astrology. This is truly you understanding your purpose, what you're here for, and connecting with your intuition. So you are becoming a cosmic being. It's not just astrology. I do astrology very different from other people. And then, I offer different programs. I'm going to be having a spirituality and business course coming up. I'm also having a course on emotions. I'm coming through. I went through a really dark night in December. So in December 2021, a lot of people went through a major upgrade. And so I went through a sickness. I went through sort of like a breakup, you can call it that. And I'm a purging out of my old self. And in that process, I was crying so much. And I realized that my sensitivity and my ability to have emotional awareness is my gift. And then I channeled a course in my deepest, deepest, deepest sorrow. I channeled a course to help people on their emotions and their energy body. So that's going to be coming out as well. And to me, that's going to be my best work. And that's what I'm most proud about, because nobody is taught how to manage their emotions and even learn how to work with them. We're never taught that. And that's the most important thing. And that's your connection to spirit right there.
I love that. I love that. And I'm excited for that course. That sounds like something I'm going to have to jump into. I dig it. I absolutely love being able to learn from heart-centered people like you, you know, where you can share, because I feel like there's a lot of light workers is the term, I guess, that's more most commonly used out there, that they portray only the good. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes very difficult to do the work with people like that, because the work isn't pretty all the time, right?
It is not pretty. And anyone that follows me, they understand that I say what I mean and I mean what I say. Very truthful. I'm going to probably say a lot that triggers a lot of people, and that's okay, because it just means it's out of your scope of consciousness. And when you're ready, you'll get it. And if not, that's okay too. But it's not always rainbows. It's rainbows after the fact, but when you're going through it, I even have a whole podcast on a dark night of the soul and what that is and moving through it.
And speaking of not having rainbows, 2020 has been a hot mess express. 2021 is like the express part two, kind of. And I know that you've spoken a lot about the 2020 energy and beyond. So can you give us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So just an FYI, this is so interesting. In 2019, I looked at the astrology for 2020 and I was like, oh my God. And I actually have a video still that I said in November of 2019, I didn't want to scare people. So I purposely left some things out, but I was like, you guys, there's going to be some stuff coming up and it's not going to be pretty. And the universe needs to get our attention. And we need to pay attention. And some of my friends were like, don't be negative. It's 2020 vision. And I was like, girl, you have no idea what's coming down the pipeline. So anyways, just want to throw that out there. And it wasn't me, it's astrology. So I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm so mighty. That's the beauty of astrology, because you can see the cycles. So 2022, I just did a full 2022 forecast. It's still available on my link in bio on my website. And I call 2022 the year of cosmic ayahuasca, because I personally, like, I know a lot about plant medicine. I personally have not ever been called to plant medicine, because I literally just see spirits as it is. And I go through dark nights over the weekend. Like, people are like, what are you doing over the weekend? Oh, I stayed in bed crying. And they showed me all my patterns and where I was limiting. And I was crying and purging. And then now I'm good. So I'm like, not saying that I wouldn't benefit from it, because I'm sure we all have blind spots, but I haven't done it. However, I'm very aware of what ayahuasca does in plant medicine. And so as I was writing the outline for this and channeling the information, I got the download of that 2022 is cosmic ayahuasca, in the sense that it's going to go into our deepest, deepest areas of our soul and our psyche. And there's a lot of purging and there's a lot of dark stuff that needs to come out. We'll see in the media, we'll see, you know, as above, so below, on the personal level and the collective. And there's some dark stuff that needs to come out. The U.S. is also going through our U.S. Pluto return. So, you know, I know that there's going to be more involvement with like the war stuff going on. Unfortunately, it's just not out of the clear yet, because we are restructuring our entire system. And when we're restructuring, it's chaos, and we are in the midst of chaos. And I think we just have to understand, and this is not to scare people, we have to be okay with, there is going to be a lot of chaos. We're up leveling and upgrading the consciousness of Earth right now, of Mother Gaia, which means us as well, because we are here in partnership with Mother Gaia and she is upgrading. So we are upgrading our consciousness as well. And, you know, I'm just not even talking 3D, 5D. I'm talking so beyond that. We're literally updating our consciousness, and we're moving through actually a photon belt we haven't moved through in over 10,000 years that has so much more awareness and consciousness. So when that's coming in, what do you think needs to happen? The old needs to die. Just like when I was 30 and the old Danielle was dying, it takes time. So it doesn't mean that there's not going to be any good. We're, you know, especially since 2020, we're finding that we need to find beauty in everything in this moment, because this moment is here. But also want to remind people that we are here for a reason. Like, you are here for a reason, because you said to join this consciousness and help raise the universal energy of the planet. Because if you didn't agree to that contract, you wouldn't be here right now.
Absolutely. And what would you say are some tips to stay calm through this chaos? Because if that is what is happening, if that is what is happening cosmically in the world, it has to happen. How can we be involved in the ways in which we need to without getting wrapped up in all of the negativity that we're seeing and in all of the stress that it triggers and in all of the, I almost want to say like darkness, like there's a lot of shadows and darkness and things that are, that are just everywhere, you know? And then how do we know which parts of that darkness are the parts that we need to, that are ours, that we need to work through, that we need to learn, and which parts do we need to say, I don't want any part of that. You know, this is not for me. This is not for my growth. Is there any part that isn't for our growth? How do we remain okay and centered and aware and mindful through the chaos? Is there a way to remain zen through the chaos?
Yes, there's one really beautiful secret of the universe, which I'm going to share. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Memes keep you laughing. So literally memes, my audience knows that through 2020, memes are what got me and everyone else through it. So first of all, we need to remember to laugh. That's so important. The universe is always like, don't be so serious, even though it is serious at the same time. So actually, I'm just going to throw something in here. I was looking for this wallpaper to put up in the foyer when you get out of the elevator of my unit, and I found this Golden Girls, like the faces of the Golden Girls. And I literally am going to put that up because it's a reminder every single day, do not take life so seriously. Like, you have to laugh. Okay. So that's the first thing. We have to laugh. Also, we have to allow ourselves to cry when we are going through the dark spots. So Golden Girls, wallpaper, memes, remembering to laugh, and then also doing the inner work. And what does that look like? That looks like, you know, if we react to somebody, like actually asking ourselves, like, why did I do that? Is this my own stuff? Is this my wounding? You know, is this because they did that? And if they did that, you know, why am I allowing this in? Like, people need to really take ownership and take responsibility. And that's something that is lacking in the world. But that's also why the world is the way it is, because of people not really doing their inner work and projecting. And you can see it online. You know, God forbid somebody disagrees with you, then you just get bullied and you get attacked and they scream at you. And it's like, oh my God, like, God bless you. Like, I'm just going to send you love, because you're obviously so scared and angry to yell at a stranger online when it doesn't even matter what I do. Do you know what I'm saying? There's plenty of people that say stuff online that I don't agree with. And guess what I do? Unfollow, walk away, move on. Yeah. Turn to the fridge, go get some food. Like, I don't care. It doesn't matter what they do, because it's not my journey. Right. So, and that just shows that we have to do that work on ourselves. And again, that's why I go back to my moon circles are $30 every month. I keep them low for everyone to join. And it's an hour because, you know, we're all so busy. So it's an hour to come back to yourself. I guide you through this. You will connect with your guides. You'll connect with, and you know, the people, some people are like, I don't know, it's new for me. I don't know how to do that. The more you stick with it, the better it gets. And that's just with anything in life.
Danielle, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
All things energy and life and growth and dark and light and all the things. Thank you for spending a little time with us today. Any words or thoughts to wrap up?
Oh my God, there's so many things. Really at the end of the day, I think it's a matter of claiming your energy, pulling your energy back in and sitting with yourself again, even if it's for 5 minutes a day and just remembering how powerful you are and everything that society has programmed you to believe and to put the, you know, in these programs. That's not the truth of who you are. And so we actually in this lifetime have the ability to see our fullest potential.
I love that. Thanks again for joining us today for this episode of Chats with Gigi. All of Danielle's contact information, info on her moon circles, her services, her courses, her website, and how to follow her on social media are in the show notes. So make sure that you continue this conversation also using the hashtag Chats with Gigi on your favorite social media platforms. And if you loved this episode, be sure to subscribe and be sure to leave your review. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of Chats with Gigi. If you enjoyed the show, let me know by leaving a review on iTunes. This way, I can keep bringing you more of what you love. If you don't follow me yet, let's connect. You can find me as Gigi Diaz Live on all social media platforms or head over to my website at gigidiaz.com. I can't wait to chat with you again in the next episode. Until then, I'll be sending lots of love and light your way.